What is it about that star? Today we could have gone many routes with this. We could have done lots of things. So many people will talk about the beginnings today, new beginnings. I put a little thing in here on the insert that says something about, and Vicki alluded to it, the daily Bible reading, goals for the new year. What are you going to do? What are you going to change? What are you going to do better? What are you going to let go of? All kinds of things. In this season between Christmas and Epiphany, we've had a little time to think a little bit, to do a few things. And in some of my readings, I found the opportunity to talk about and hear people talk about various songs that they've been hearing throughout the Christmas season, throughout Advent, and wondering what they mean and why they're there. And you hear people talk about things that are religious and not religious, things that are secular and things that are sacred. The secular world out there doesn't quite understand all the time. And sometimes the church is the ones who are at fault in not letting it be known. The song that was played for the preparation today was In the Bleak Midwinter. And usually during this time of Christmas time and in the Epiphany, we sing that song. But I've been seeing it on TV lately. How many of you have been seeing it on TV in a commercial? What are they advertising? The SPCA, the animals. I send the bleak midwinter, and it's these animals. And I heard and I listened to some things that people were talking about, and someone says, well, I don't know where that song comes from, but it's a very nice song, but I don't think it's religious. Okay. And then other people will say things about songs. They like the calls, O Holy Night, and What Child Is This, and Mary, Did You Know? All those are played on the radio so often that they're like, oh, well, they're just good songs by good people who and they play them around the holidays and they sound good, but they really don't know what they mean. They're not religious. And people will say, well, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. I'm this, but I'm not that. So sometimes in this world that we live in, it's our responsibility as children of God, children of this Christ child that came into the world and that was brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh by the wise men sometime later. If we are God's children, that good news is for you and I to be able to tell people, to be able to explain, or just to sit down and share, to take a hymnal and look at it and to find out what those words are and what they mean and to find out why we don't know what they mean. This morning, it's all about that star. We have come today to be enlightened in the new year of 2016. And I would like to share with you a story of the Magi from Matthew's Gospel that we've just read to you, these 12 verses. In contrast to the lowly and rugged shepherds that we read about on Christmas Eve, who are beckoned to come to the newborn Christ in Luke's Gospel. We read from Luke's Gospel that night. Matthew tells the familiar tale of the Magi who follow that wandering star, because it's moving all over the place. And Matthew doesn't tell us exactly what nation that those Magi are coming from, or even how many of them that there are. All we know is there was three gifts, and we assumed that there was three kings. There could have been a whole tribe of them. There was just three gifts. We, in our world today, put a lot of things. That's why somebody even wrote the song, We Three Kings, that we're going to sing after a while. Well, they bring three gifts. So the thing about it is we don't know quite, but the picture that Matthew paints for us is quite clear today, that these are some strange characters to be walking around Judea. You got to think about it. They're dressed in royal robes, and they're wealthy, and they've got camels instead of the donkeys like the lowlier ones do. They are certainly Gentiles today, and most likely pagan, and quite possibly practitioners of the ancient magical art of astrology. In any event, they aren't in danger of being identified as the poster boys for faith and religion and righteousness that we find in ancient Israel that day. No, they're not. They stand out because they are, wow, they're royalty. They look different. And yet it is them not the temple priest and teachers of the law, who know that the Messiah has come. It is them. It is them that they know that. They know it's the Messiah. The wise men came because someone told them the Messiah had come. It is they, not King Herod, who want to go and actually pay homage to the newborn Savior. You see, when the wandering star finally stands still in the sky, signaling that they are at their destination, they are overwhelmed with joy. And when they are brought to the home of the Holy Family and the Lord Jesus, they fall on their knees. They fall upon their knees. They bow down. They come and they bring Him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They come and they bow down. You see, others have come and stood in awe. Others have come and knelt down. Others have been and wondered the weeks or months before when Christ was born, when the angels came and told the shepherds to go and see this thing, and they were in shock also, and they paid homage. But here, sometime later, these men from a foreign land, not right next door in a field taking care of sheep, but from a foreign land, from somewhere way across the woods, as you would say, way across the mountains and the hills, have come these wise men to bring these gifts, and they fall down on their knees. You see, the Magi have been seen as a strange lot walking around through the ancient Holy Land, but they stand out early in the Gospel of Matthew as a testament to the fact that no one is beyond the reach of the good news. No one. We are all there, that God can reach out to those to a foreign land, that God can reach out to those across the way, and God can reach out to those in a field taking care of sheep, and He can call out to those who are studying the stars. He can call out to all. No one is so strange and foreign that he or she can't make their way to Christ, or so blind that he or she cannot be drawn into the most wondrous light. You see, it was the darkest of nights, and on the darkest of nights, the stars are the brightest. Have you ever been somewhere where it's just so dark, there's no night lights, there's no street lights, and all of a sudden it's the darkest, it's pitch, people say it's pitch dark, and it cuts open the sky when a little light shines and it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And that's what they were doing, was following that star in the night. You see, it's the most wondrous light you're ever going to see. It's the greatest of all lights. And for that, the presence and astounding acts of faithfulness of the Magi that night in the second chapter of Matthew that we've read here today brings me much comfort and relief. For if they can make it from so far away, if they can make it, then so can I, and so can you. So in this day of Epiphany, when we have come to celebrate the gifts of folks wondering and finding the Christ child in the midst of all, it gives you and I hope that that star is an amazing star. That star shines bright, and that light has turned into the light of Christ that shines within all of us, and the good news that we are supposed to be about sharing. That you and I are supposed to be about telling others. That you and I are supposed to be a light that shines. We are supposed to shine so brightly with Christ that people will see that in us. It will be a reflection of all. How many of you are shining your lights for Jesus? How many of you truly shine and radiate the message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? It's something for us all to think about as we come to this time of Epiphany, as we come into the new year of our Lord and Savior, as we come to this place, as we have come to be a part. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for Your gifts, for Your grace, for Your mercy. We ask, Lord, now that you open up our hearts and our minds to come into this place this day. We ask, Lord, your grace and peace upon us. We ask, Lord, that you allow us to be the true light that shines in the darkness, that true light that can shine and allow others to see you in our hearts and our souls, to see you always. You know, we are in a season of newness. We are in a season of new beginnings. We are in a season of greatness. So, Lord, this day, we ask your mercy to be upon us. We ask your grace to always fill us. Be with us now, for it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.